with BookBeat and Don Swaim. The original Blackstone the Magician died in 1965, but his son, Harry Jr., has followed in the footsteps of his famous father and writes about it in The Blackstone Book of Magic and Illusion. Harry Jr. tells us his father was born in Chicago in 1885 and later formed a magic act with his brother Pete.
They were the act on a bill with a new motion picture called The Great Train Robbery.
Blackstone became friends with some of the legendary performers of the day.
One of them was named Charles Chaplin. One was named Stan Laurel. The other was named Ted Banks. Well, we all know what happened to Chaplin and Laurel. Ted Banks became my father's closest friend and his stage manager.
It took Blackstone quite a while before he decided on a stage name for himself.
First, using his real name of Harry Boughton, B-O-U-G-H-T-O-N, he changed that to Leroy Boughton for no particular reason. He just liked the name Leroy. Then he changed it to Harry Bouton, B-O-U-T-O-N, because he thought the French sound to it was so much better. Well, that became the name he and Pete used. And he picked up all other kinds of names, like C. Porter Norton and Mr. Quick.
For a while, he called himself Frederick the Great, but because that was the name of Kaiser Wilhelm's father and World War I had just broken out, he and Pete thought it would be prudent to change the name again.
They were walking along from the theater back to the hotel after a performance one night, and my dad looked up and he says, "We need to find a name that's as easy to read as that sign up there." And the sign said Blackstone Cigars.
Everyone agreed. Blackstone, the perfect name.
The following day in Tiffin, Ohio, Blackstone the Magician did his first performance.
Blackstone's story is told by his son Harry Blackstone Jr. in The Blackstone Book of Magic and Illusion, published by New Market Press. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Harry Blackstone Jr. says he never thought he'd be following in the footsteps of his late magician father, but Harry, in the Blackstone Book of Magic and Illusion, says he got off to an early start in show business. He was 6 months old, and when his babysitter didn't show up one night, his mother put Harry into the act.
Mother took me into this illusion, and when just she was supposed to appear, not only did she, but I did also. And she had quite a sense of humor. She had painted a small mustache and a beard on my little 6-7-month-old face, and my father just roared.
As he got older, Harry was given more responsibilities with his father's touring magic show.
Sometimes I would handle the animals, sometimes I would even hook up the chorus girls, the buttons and zippers and things, and I was young enough at that point that it didn't make any difference.
After college, Harry Blackstone Jr. worked as a radio announcer.
I was in a little broadcast operation in Austin, Texas, that was owned by the then Senate Majority Leader, who shall remain nameless, and his wife, Lady Bird.
Blackstone says that working there was an educational experience.
I learned more about the art of deception working for Lyndon Johnson than I ever did working with my dad.
In the early 70s, Harry Blackstone Jr. worked with the Smothers Brothers, who steered him to a Los Angeles bank where Harry borrowed enough money to open an act.
A gentleman there gave me a loan, which I found out later had been co-signed by Tommy Smothers, so that I could get the funds to put together that act. And Tommy's manager got me a booking at Harrah's Club at Lake Tahoe, and 11 months later, I was in the magic business full-time, and that was the beginning of 1970, and I've been in it ever since.
Harry Blackstone Jr., who writes about his career, his father, and the art and science of magic in the Blackstone Book of Magic and Illusion, published by New Market Press. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. In the Blackstone Book of Magic and Illusion, Harry Blackstone Jr. writes of a feud between his famous father and Houdini.
Houdini would never allow anyone to steal his thunder. So he had, in fact, a clause in his performance contract that said neither Thurston nor Blackstone can work any theater that the great Houdini works for 3 months before or 3 months after.
Houdini accused Blackstone of stealing Houdini's famous underwater escape, but Blackstone proved that he did it first and even tried to produce the trunk with which he performed the illusion, but it could not be found. Years later, after Houdini's death, another magician found a large metal box in Houdini's basement.
When he opened it, he noticed that there was a little spot on the bottom of it that was like a trap door. It had been used as an underwater box escape trunk. And when he opened up the secret panel, he discovered in there a plaque that said, "Made by Pete for Harry Bouton."
Bouton was a name Blackstone used before calling himself Blackstone, and Pete was his brother. Years later, Harry Blackstone Jr. launched his own magic act and did a performance on the Kraft Music Hall on TV.
The overnights came in the next day, and we found that there were 29 million people that saw me perform that night, and my dad was absolutely flabbergasted. He said, "You realize, Harry Jr., more people saw you perform last night than saw me work in a lifetime."
Blackstone Jr. says that hundreds of people have come to him to recall the magic of his famous father, but
as we sit here at this very moment, no one has ever said to me that they saw me perform on the Kraft Music Hall.
Harry Blackstone Jr., who wrote the Blackstone Book of Magic and Illusion, published by Newmarket Press.
Have you ever been sawed in half?
Not recently.
Do you know that book beat could then be done in stereo?
Blackstone, up to his old tricks with BookBeat. I'm Don Swain.